feel like the group is ready to go. I mean, no exhibition game, so
Will it start flying? You know what? It's going to be interesting. It's the first year we haven't had one. And, you know, I was trying to debate, do we want an exhibition game? I don't know how much we've got out of the exhibition games the last few years. It gave us a chance to practice more, you know, but we haven't had the dry run, so to speak, with the bright lights on and putting the uniform. And so I'm sure it's going to be a little bit different, especially for the freshmen. It'll all be new, but the big thing for our team is going to be the returning guys. I think when I look at the group of forwards, they're going to be counted on, and I think every guy to a man looks better than what they did, especially the key guys that we're counting on. And I think those guys that played, especially in our top nine last year, that are returning, all are in a position to have increased production. I'll be very surprised if they all don't.
Made any goalie plans at all for the weekend?
Yeah, one's going to play.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to pull our goalie for 60 minutes, so I think we're going to do it. We'll have one of them play. We haven't made any decisions yet on what we're going to do with that. Whoever we start, I mean, that'll be the coach's decision on who's going to play the first game, and then after that it'll be, who's going to be able to hold the spot, or it'll be depending upon how they play. I mean, that's the hard part with the goaltending position, that until you actually play games, you really don't know. So, whoever plays is not going to have much experience, and that's just part of it with our group this year, that we have, especially early on, we're going to have a lot of guys that haven't played a lot of college hockey, and just got to play.
I'm intrigued by Shearhorn's international. He's had four major tournaments that he's been in. Can you expand a little bit on those?
Well, he's experienced, and I think that's the one thing he's got going for himself is that he had a very good year in the USHL playing for Muskegon. I think this is going to be a learning curve for him, because it's the first time in a few years where he's actually had a goalie coach to work with Justin, who's done a terrific job with our goalies over the years. And Justin's trying to get him to change some elements of his game and think about maybe things that he hasn't. He's such a reactive goalie. It reminds me a little bit of Adam when he was young. He's just so athletic. But, once Adam quieted his game down, I think that's when you really saw him take off. But he played a boatload of games. He played for the U.S. team at Christmas time up in Canada, where they won the tournament along with, I think, Tyler Sheehy. And we had three or four guys on that team, Tommy Novak. Those are all good experiences. But it's going to be different. Once he gets an opportunity at the collegiate level, you talk to any of the goalies now that come from the junior level, it's like, the guys shoot the puck a little bit better. They can pick the corners more so than, maybe that their level they were at. So, he's got the background. Now he's got to show he can do it at this level.
Still waiting on the goalie. But you kind of had a full week of practice with it. So do you have, an idea of who you're going to play in this game on Saturday?
Yeah, I think right now that pretty comfortable with who are the six defensemen are going to be, and comfortable with probably 11 of the 12 forwards that are going to play. And early on, like any year, these guys are going to have to go in and out of the lineup a little bit and to see who's going to deserve some of those spots. We'll have a lot of different guys. Connor didn't finish the year last year, and we turned over our goalie, we turned over three defensemen, so when we could have 10 new guys in our lineup on Saturday than what finished the year last year.
Justin indicated that communication is so key this year, and that's been an emphasis from you. Would you agree with that? Is there anything else you're emphasizing?
Yeah, it's like anything. I think you look at yourself first and areas that you can do better, and as a staff, and I want to make sure that I'm doing a good job communicating what our expectations are with every player, what role they need to fill, areas that they can improve, whether it's meeting with the captains on a weekly basis or touching base with all the players on a regular basis, so they have a good understanding, and then it goes from there. If the guys have issues, go through the captains. Captains have a lot to say. You give them input on things that we do around here and get their thoughts, because you want to make sure they have a buy-in with everything that we're doing. And then that leads to, you got to have great communication on the ice. That's such a big factor, and it's so often overlooked. And especially the young guys, they come in and they're kind of lips are frozen when they're out on the ice, and that communication becomes extremely important in talking. And the older guys have to make sure they lead the way with that as well.
Like the chemistry developing between Clouse and Fashing?
Yeah, whether we keep them together, what remains to be seen. I just like the looks of some guys. Camerota looks his skating. went to a skating coach over the summer. It's improved his play. Vinny's the same way. He looks like a different player. Kloos is always going to play hard, and I think Hudson's going to have a real good year. I mean, Hudson, he had a very difficult academic load last year. He had a lot of injuries. It seemed like all year long he had a nagging injury, and he even had a little minor surgery to clean up something when the season ended. And he looks fresh. He looks, he's not skating in pain, but he was 90% of the year last year. It just always seemed like there was something. So those guys are going to have real good years, but I think we have balance in what we've seen so far. Right now we have 3 freshman centers out of 4. I mean, you'd like to have, a little bit more veteran up the middle, but we'll see if those guys are going to be able to handle it early on, or just say, we've got to give them experience, and, it might take them a month or so to understand all the responsibilities that go with it. But we have some options if we feel if they can't do it. Vinny can always move to center. So it's just, we have to start playing some games to find out more about our team and, which direction we need to go as far as the coaching element is concerned.
With Justin being your top line center.